Thank you, Madam Chair. High Commissioner, firstly, I would like to acknowledge your work and the efforts of UNHCR staff to respond to the exceptional humanitarian challenges of the ongoing global refugee and displacement crisis. Australia recognises the tremendous hardships and ongoing uncertainty faced by those displaced. We also recognise the remarkable generosity of countries of first asylum. Australia is committed to global responsibility sharing. We do not underestimate the impact of large numbers of refugees and migrants on the communities that generously host them, nor do we underestimate the importance of ensuring our collective commitments to responsibility sharing result in tangible action. High Commissioner, UNHCR is a key partner in Australia's delivery of timely, effective humanitarian assistance to those in need. I am pleased to announce the Australian Government will contribute $25 million in core unearmarked funding to support UNHCR's humanitarian operations in 2017. This is part of our commitment of unearmarked core contributions of $75 million Australian dollars over the next 3 years. As we do each year, Australia also considers additional contributions to UNHCR's emergency appeals and programs throughout the year. Australia remains committed to multi-year flexible funding, and we urge all donors to consider reducing earmarking. We also urge UNHCR and our humanitarian partners to continue to strengthen the global narrative on the value of unearmarked funding in taking on board the full aims of the grand bargain. High Commissioner, Australia considers both the World Humanitarian Summit and the recent New York Declaration were important junctures in our collective efforts to mobilise concrete action to address the global refugee and migration crisis. The Declaration is an encouraging start, but let's not miss the opportunity when developing the Global Compact on Refugees to further strengthen the protection of internally displaced persons. We also look forward to working with you and all on your on the development of the Global Compact in the months ahead. Ahead of this week's High Commissioner's Dialogue on Protection, we recognise the unique needs of children on the move. It is important to consider the specific needs of children with a disability in humanitarian settings. Australia is pleased to be a champion of the Charter on Inclusion of Persons with Disability in Humanitarian Action, which is a concrete mechanism to address this, and we look forward to seeing how UNHCR will operationalise its commitments under the Charter. Australia also supports UNHCR's ongoing commitment to gender equality and responding to and preventing sexual and gender-based violence. The Australian Government is committed to working with our humanitarian partners, governments, civil society and the private sector to increase protection and provide humanitarian assistance to people of concern, to more equitably share the responsibility of hosting significant numbers of refugees and internally displaced people, and to work together to find durable solutions for those forcibly displaced. Thank you very much.